What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another ticket gets punched. Another soul is collected by the termination train bound for the underworld. Ladies, the idea of a restraining order is nothing but a simple piece of paper. Whether or not the man you decide to put that paperwork on decides to honor that paper, that's all on him. And then again, there are some women who put restraining orders on men and then turn right back around and end up going right back with that guy. Strange. However, you need to understand something, ladies. A restraining order is not going to be a protective force shield against you if that man decides, you know what? Fuck it. Like the man in this article that was published on the 25th of March. Man allegedly strangled his wife, wrapped a vacuum cord around her neck 9 times. It would seem that this guy decided to go straight up Agent 47. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man allegedly strangled his wife to deletion with a vacuum power cord, wrapping it around her neck 9 times, then texted a confession to his friend. Brian Hernandez has been charged with 2 counts of first-degree termination after his wife, Estefania Abril Hernandez, was found deleted in their home on the 19th of March, according to a press release from the DuPage County State's Attorney's Office in Illinois. How the hell did they charge him with 2 counts of first-degree termination? Interesting. It is unclear whether Brian, who was being held without bond, had received or entered a plea, and an attorney did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Oxygen.com. On the 18th of March, Estefania's family reported her missing. Authorities wrote in the press release, and the following day, the Illinois State Police stopped her car, which was driven by Brian, on Interstate 80. Brian, who was in possession of his wife's cell phone, was taken into custody. After authorities entered the couple's Villa Park home by climbing into an unlocked window, they discovered Estefania's carcass in a bedroom, the power cord of a vacuum wrapped around her neck. Police allege that Brian and Estefania were at their home, which was scheduled for a foreclosure auction, cleaning out their personal belongings when they started arguing. Brian allegedly then strangled his wife, according to police, then fled from the scene. Authorities say they later found text messages, allegedly from Hernandez to another person that read, quote unquote, "Please help me. I have something to confess, please." And I'm pretty sure Estefania is deleted. Estefania's deletion follows a slew of legal troubles for Brian. Authorities learned that he had an order of protection against him tied to a criminal case which prohibited contact with Estefania and their son, according to a press release. Plus, he was on pretrial release with an active failure to appear warrant in the case, in which he is accused of interfering with a victim's attempt to report domestic violation, according to the press release. Brian was scheduled to appear in court on the 6th of April. Well. Ladies, I'm going to reiterate. Putting paperwork on a man in the form of a restraining order is something that is really not wise to do. Why? Because for that man, that right there lets him know that, yes, I am using the state against you. I'm going to break that gun of the state that's in the glass case and use it against you, especially with the fact they have a kid together. Yeah. That can send many a man over the edge. But if there was an active restraining order out on the man, why would you then be in the same home with him that you're cleaning out and then start arguing with him? Yeah. We all know that a lot of women have no problems using the state as a means of control over a man. Yeah. Women have no problem saying, you know what? I call the police on you and blah, 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 blah. To which I always say, gentlemen, if a woman is willing to call the police on you, that is a woman that you should never, ever be with ever again. Because at that point, she has literally tried to take you offline via proxy violence through the state. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. Gotta give that a 10. Method of execution, the callous cord. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. No one was there but them, so I'm going to give that the standard 40. And for the brutality factor, he wrapped that cord around her neck 9 damn times. He really wanted to make sure that his face was the last thing she saw before it all faded to black. So I'm going to give that a 45 as well. So Brian Hitman Hernandez gets a score of 140. Once again, ladies, the idea of using the state as your personal enforcement arm, yeah, that will drive a lot of men completely over the edge. It truly will. But once again, why was she there if there was an active restraining order on him? And what the hell did they get to arguing about? Yeah. Once again, it's only one-sided when it comes to men who put the mask on. Because she was not just an innocent party in this. No. My key question is, what were they arguing about? Mm-hmm. But of course, we might never find that information out. Hopefully he might decide, you know what, this is why we were arguing. But once again, no one really cares about what happens when men aren't put in these situations. But hey, when it all came down to it, that restraining order, absolutely worthless. Because she went back and he decided, you know what? Nah, this last argument that we're having, enough is enough. And yeah, the mask went on and she got dirt napped. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who honestly believe that once you decide to bring in the state into your personal relationship with your boyfriend or husband and still think that man is supposed to just sit there and take that, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that the state is going to grant you, the protection you think the state is going to grant you, it always goes out. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Feminism, and once again, the idea of the Duluth model that's going to keep that man at bay, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, here's the ultimate secret. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. That restraining order and the idea of the state being your personal bodyguard, that only works when that man decides, I'm going to operate within the confines of the law. When that man finally says, fuck it, hey, anything goes, up to and including lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.